The lure of the big city can be irresistible for a young person leaving home, but danger awaits many teens and young adults who are led into a life of drugs and prostitution by sex traffickers on city streets. The State of Alaska Task Force on the Crimes of Human Trafficking held its initial public hearing in Anchorage yesterday to hear from experts on sex crimes in an effort to determine how widespread sex trafficking is in the state. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
The testimony was lengthy and disturbing. According to FBI Special Agent Jolene Godin, there have been 7 federal prosecutions in human trafficking cases filed in Alaska, while 105 trafficking victims have been identified. But that is maybe half of the number of victims, since so few come forward out of fear of repercussions, Godin says.
These victims are not the victims that are going to self-report. If they do self-report, or it gets reported to law enforcement, it's oftentimes going to be under something else. It's going to be a domestic violence, or it might be a sexual abuse of a minor case, or something like that. It's not typically going to come to the attention of law enforcement as a trafficking case.
Traffickers can be members of organized crime, agriculture or fishing interests, pimps, or even neighbors and friends. Difficulty in identifying victims is one of the aspects of the problem. Anchorage Police Detective Sergeant Kathy Lacey told the panel that runaway teens are targeted by traffickers in malls, bus stations, and coffee houses, anywhere young people gather.
The preferred way to sell women is over the internet. The trafficker's overhead is as little as a cell phone or a hotel room. We're finding a lot of women coming up from the lower 48 for the weekend, renting a hotel room, advertising while they're here, seeing as many clients as they can in a 2 to 3 day period.
The line between a prostitute and a sex trafficking victim is a thin one, she said. But prosecution of offenders depends on identifying the victims. Lacey said APD had made 1,028 prostitution arrests over the last 5 years, but prostitutes and sex trafficking victims are not the same thing. Godin says sex trafficking is not unknown in rural areas, but it takes a different form than in the city.
The majority of our cases here in Anchorage have involved, you know, Craigslist or the online advertisement, and that is not what you would see in a small community. There's no need to advertise online. What you're more likely to see, it's going to be less formal, word of mouth. The trafficker may be a family member, or it may be a quote-unquote boyfriend, and something other than money is probably being exchanged, something like drugs or alcohol.
In Alaska, the age of entry into the life of a sex trafficked victim is usually 15 to 17, Godin said. And victims come from every socioeconomic group, wealthy or impoverished, she said. Anchorage's Covenant House, which provides temporary shelter and programs for homeless adolescents and runaways, has even had traffickers infiltrate its shelter, according to Executive Director Allison Kern. There is a disproportionate number of Alaska Native youth recruited by traffickers, according to Lacey. Covenant House Program Director Diana Blind confirms that from Covenant House data.
Nearly 50% of our kids are Alaska Native. This number has consistently increased over the last several years. While traffickers are equal opportunists and will prey on any young person who is vulnerable, youth who are coming from small villages are likely more vulnerable to traffickers than a youth who grew up in Anchorage and is familiar with the concept of dangerous strangers and places within the city.
Also, statistics show there is a strong link between girls who spend time in foster care and those recruited into sexual exploitation. Kern says 1/3 of Covenant House youth are from foster care. Mike Garrity, who chairs the task force, says the information will be passed to the legislature when it convenes in January.
We'll be making a report to the legislature in January of 2013, and I hope to make recommendations for how we can improve in this area, improve law enforcement, and make recommendations for changes in the law, changes in training, education, and so on.
Last session, a bill sponsored by Governor Sean Parnell created the task force and removed the prostitute label from sex trafficking victims and created harsher penalties for traffickers. I'm Ellen Lockyer.